This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In response to a massive surge in new COVID-19 cases, India's capital, New Delhi, has been placed into a week-long lockdown. It also comes as India's chief minister is now urging the federal government to provide more hospital beds to tackle the COVID crisis after New Delhi recorded more than 25,000 new coronavirus cases within a 24-hour period, with about one in three people tested returning a positive result. India's government relaxed almost all lockdown curbs of last year by the beginning of 2021, although some regions have introduced localized restrictions. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports that half of all adults in the U.S. have now received at least one COVID-19 shot.
The CDC says almost 130 million people 18 or older have received at least one dose of a vaccine. That's 50.4% of the adult population of the U.S. Almost 84 million, about a third, have been fully vaccinated.
That's AP's Ben Thomas reporting. Hundreds of passengers throng Australian airports on Monday as an open border system began with New Zealand, a pandemic milestone that allows Australian residents to fly there for the first time in over a year without having to quarantine for 2 weeks. Though most Australian states have allowed quarantine-free visits from New Zealand residents since late last year, New Zealand had enforced isolation for arrivals from its neighbor, citing concern about sporadic virus outbreaks. The open border will help drive the economic recovery for both countries and reunite thousands with families and friends. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian State Penitentiary Service says hunger-striking Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is to be hospitalized. It comes as Russia's ambassador to Britain said the ailing Navalny will not be allowed to die in prison and accused him of attention-seeking. Navalny's health has been deteriorating during a hunger strike. Associates of the imprisoned Russian opposition leader are calling for massive protests in Moscow and St. Petersburg on Wednesday, saying they don't know how long he can hold on. The 44-year-old Navalny is Russian President Vladimir Putin's most visible critic. He started the hunger strike more than 3 weeks ago to protest prison authorities' refusal to allow him to be seen by a private doctor. He says he is suffering from severe back pain and loss of feeling in his legs. The Russian Penitentiary Service says that he is getting appropriate care. Russia has ordered 20 Czech diplomats to leave the country within a day in response to Prague's expulsion of 18 Russian diplomats. The Czech Republic government has alleged their Russian embassy staffers were spies for a military intelligence agency that was involved in a fatal ammunition depot explosion in 2014. The Czech ambassador was summoned to the Russian Foreign Ministry and told the 20 diplomats they must leave by the close of Monday. Meanwhile, Czech police are trying to determine if two Russians charged in absentia were with trying to poison a former Russian spy in England in 2018 were involved in the 2014 depot explosion there. In response to killings in Niger, the government is calling the incident a cowardly attack by people who claim to be Muslims. Gunmen on motorcycles attacked the village near the troubled border with Mali, shooting at people as they prayed at the mosque during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and killing 19 people. The attack took place in a village which has come under repeated attack by suspected Islamic militants since January. And the European Space Agency is set to host the 8th European Conference on Space Debris this week. Experts are meeting in an attempt to come up with a solution for the growing problem. An estimated over 129 million objects larger than a millimeter are currently orbiting above our heads, threatening global communications, weather forecasting, even human spaceflight. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.